Well, that was a bit of a shock this morning from Tamin Min High School, Beverly Ratahi, who is the council chairman, saying that if the teachers' pay negotiations finally end and the teachers get their pay rise, then that's going to have a huge impact on their budgets to the point where they might have to actually cut staff. It seems incredible. Peter Chandler is the Minister for Lands, Planning and Education. He joins us this morning. Peter Chandler, good morning.
Good morning, Julia.
Peter Chandler, school budgets have been allocated for next year, and for the first time, schools themselves will be in charge of how they spend it under this global budgeting system. Can you guarantee it will include 9% more for wages if the EBA is signed off?
Well, first of all, there's two steps, and the first there is guaranteed, Julia. The first 6%, and teachers will get, if they sign up to the EBA when the vote goes live next Friday, they will get 6% this year, and the 3% is in the next budget year. So, I mean, that's a completely different argument, but I can guarantee you teachers will get their full percentages that have been promised.
But the 6% is not budgeted for them, and that's going to come out of next year's budget, isn't it?
That's correct, and it's all been factored in.
Well, Beverly Ratahi says that they've got information that it's not.
Look, this reminds me a little bit of when there were changes to power prices, 12 or 18 months ago, when there was a lot of rhetoric out there about how schools were going to close because they weren't going to have enough money to pay the power bill. Well, that just was so wrong. Government is not going to allow schools to have the power shut off. And it's the same here. Teachers will get what's agreed to in the EBA.
So are you guaranteeing that they will have that extra 9% in their individual budgets next year to cover the pay increase?
Well, remember, we're talking two financial years here, Julia. This first 6% is in this financial year.
But it will carry over to next year's wages.
Yes, that's correct. And then the 3% after that will be in the following financial year. But like when government makes decisions to...
I thought the school budget year was from January to December.
That's correct. But what I'm saying
is... So the 3% is in October next year. So it is part of this coming year's budget.
But you're confusing the calendar year with the financial year. So what's been factored
but
in?
I thought the school's financial year was January to December.
Yes, that's correct. It is.
So the budget is for next year, January to December. The second pay increase comes through in October, so therefore it will be part of next year's budget.
But it's after the financial year, Julia. That's another budget cycle, but the money will be there. If we make a guarantee to teachers that there's going to be a 3% pay rise, it is then incumbent on government to ensure that they're given the pay rise. No one needs to panic here. We are going to global budgeting, which for the first time puts control back to the schools on what they spend their money on, giving them the ultimate authority to make whatever necessary in their schools, whatever they want to choose to do in regard to what part of the curriculum, if they want additional courses, they have the control rather than the department having the control. This is what's been called for years. Now, there are a few people that have their concerns, and with anything new, there is going to be a level of angst, but this is where the department, this is where myself need to walk with schools through this journey. I've just been speaking to schools in Central Australia. Every single school down here have done their budgets for next year, and all of them, Julia, I say, are in the black. So what this needs is careful management, and the reality is, for many, this is the first time they've done this, and it's why we need to step very very carefully through this, walk with schools through this journey, and it's going to be challenging for some.
But Tamin Min says that their budget for next year is the equivalent of existing budgets plus 1%. You're now saying, well, they have been budgeted for an extra 6 plus 3% to pay for any pay increases. That's a very different story.
Well, look, when the budgets are put up, there was a reality given that there was going to be, at some stage, a sign-off of the EBA. So, of course, that they were built in.
Well, in that case, why only 1% extra when the EBA will give them 9%?
Well, we wanted to ensure that they had more in their budgets next year than less in their budget. So that's what the 1% was for. But what I can tell you is that the first 3% was factored in, the second 3% was in there as a contingency plan, and now we're working with schools to ensure that they've got their budgeting parameters right, that everyone gets paid, and of course everyone will get paid.
So
I put this on the table, Julia. Teachers employed by the Department of Education or through schools will get their pay rises this year and of course again next year.
If it's voted up, if it's agreed
to. That's correct. I really hope it is.
But the issue is whether schools can afford it. I mean, you're saying it's clear-cut, they will be funded for that, and yet that message has not got through to Tamin Min High.
Well, we have been trying to speak with Tamin Minhai. We've been speaking with Beverly. We're continuing to speak with Beverly, just like we're speaking to a number of schools. Of course, there's going to be some angst out there. This is something completely new. But at the end of the day, the intent is correct, to give control back to schools so they then do what they think is right for their schools, take the control out of the Department of Education and put it right with the schools where it should be. And as I said, many, many principals out there, many, many schools are thinking this is absolutely fantastic. For those schools that are having some issues, we'll walk with them.
Meanwhile, as Planning Minister, you've toured the site of a controversial development application at Lowther Road in Virginia, which was pushing to rezone to over 61 acre lots. What did you think about that?
Well, look, it was great to put my own eyes over the area, and I can certainly agree with the people in the area what their concerns were. What I found very interesting was that there were some alternatives put up, and this is what I thought was great. This is not people living out there that are against development, but they want appropriate development for their area. And the reality is, I think what they've put up as an alternative is something really that the developers should consider. And so in this particular case, I support their views. I haven't supported the developers' views, and I want them to look at resubmitting.
So have you rejected the rezoning proposal?
That's right. And what we're actually asking them to do is to have a look at this alternative that's been put forward by residents. And I honestly think, and this is just my opinion, I honestly think they're going to have a more valuable development to on-sell, which is more in line with the area.
So what sort of alternatives were put forward by the residents?
Well, I think the plan that I've seen actually had 5-acre blocks all the way around the edges of the development area with a number of smaller blocks more centrally located. But it actually provided a really, really good buffer up until the next properties. Now, I know that probably be some people that would be even against that. But at the end of the day, I think we need to come to a compromise here. And I think the alternative that's been put forward by residents in the area is one that's worth supporting.
So 5-acre blocks around the edge, and how big are the inner ones?
I think they were still around the 4,000 square metres, but there was very few of them.
4,000 square metres?
That's correct.
And how many altogether would that be?
Look, I haven't got the plan in front of me, but I think it
just
was...
Just roughly. I mean, yeah, there were 60 originally, 1-acre lots, so...
Yeah, I think it was around about half of that, around 25 to 30, but please don't quote me on that.
All right, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Julia.
Peter Chandler, Minister for Lands.